There is a heavy police presence on Juba's main streets 3 days ahead of the planned protest. National Police Service spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says organizers did not inform police about the planned protest, and Inspector General of Police, General Majaga Ketch, has ordered police to arrest anyone who comes out on the street to protest.
We have not got any information, so we will be there to protect our citizens. Let the people go to their normal work. This was very clear statement by IGP yesterday, all media. So we will be there on standby. We are just putting our house in order in regard to this protest, and we told them not to come out.
In July, the Juba-based civil rights organization, the People's Coalition for Civil Action, launched a public campaign for change, saying the revitalized transitional government of national unity, led by President Salva Kiir, has failed. The coalition has been mobilizing South Sudanese, including those outside the country, to turn out in massive numbers to express their dissatisfaction with the government's performance. Major General Justin says protesters will be arrested.
How can you call South Sudan to come out without consulting us? It will cause public disorder, by the way. You have to coordinate with the police. We give you the dam, we give you the protection. And these people, we ask them to come such that we sit and arrange. So it will not be allowed.
Abraham Awolich, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, says his group notified the police about the protest in a letter, and the coalition doesn't need approval from the police to carry out the protest.
The people of South Sudan are coming out on the 30th to protest. It is their constitutional right. You don't need to seek approval from anyone to exercise that power. So we are the people of South Sudan. We have the sovereignty, which is the ultimate power vested in us. And we can protest any time we are aggrieved by the state. You cannot ask the same state which has aggrieved you to give you permission to protest against it.
Awolich is in hiding following the arrest of Kwela Gwir, a colleague in the People's Coalition for Civil Action and former governor of Northern Bahar El Ghazali State. Awolich says any attempt to stop the protest proves South Sudan has an autocratic government.
You try to stop that, it is going to show that you are really a dictator and you are oppressor. You are oppressing your own people. That's what Khartoum government was doing, and that's why people took up arms. If you don't allow people to peacefully express their disappointment, you are leaving them with no option but to take arms against you. And we have had enough violence. So let the government open up political space. Let people express their views.
Awolich insists Monday's protest will be peaceful. He is asking business owners not to open shops and for people to stay home from work. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.